Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show, The Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy, and I host the show. And today, I have some exciting guests on. This is going to be very interesting for a lot of people, because they are from the Tantra Nova Institute. And so I would like to welcome both of them to the show. So hi, you two. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. So let's tell the listeners a little bit about both of you so they kind of know who you are. And either one of you can start first. So whoever would like to be first, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, my name is Zintal. Recently changed my name from Freddie Weaver. So I'm still keeping that, but slowly integrating Zintal. And I'm one of the founders and directors of Tantra Nova Institute with my partner and beloved Elsbeth Moit, Dr. Moit. We've been teaching Tantra Nova, our variation of Tantra, here in Chicago for the last 7 years, and we offer seminars and private sessions and retreats. Tantra is one of the original yogas, really learning how to draw on our sexual energy in a new way. We already know how to have fun and procreate with it, but learning how to draw on it as a way to a more conscious practice in our lives and in living.
A lot of people probably do not quite understand the Tantra method. And I took class with you guys, and it was wonderful. I mean, it really did a lot to bring out emotions and everything else, which I think is very important. But a lot of people don't understand that. So we're going to let Elsbeth tell a little bit about herself, and then I'm going to ask you guys some questions, okay?
Great.
Yes. Wonderful. So, yes, I'm Elsbeth, and what the possibility is of this way of connecting with that wonderful energy that Freddie mentioned and becoming more aware of that energy, which is really our life force energy, sexual energy. We often think of sexual energy only in an aroused state. However, sexual energy can also show up non-aroused. Like, for example, in this very moment, the energy is within us. Otherwise, it wouldn't be alive. And you know, Nancy, in our culture, we learn so little about our sexual energy because it's either enshrouded in shame or fear or guilt, or like we are not supposed to connect with that energy. Like I grew up in a way that it was understood that you were not supposed as a girl to connect with that energy until you were married. And and we are not saying that now all teenagers should go have, you know, sex. That is not what we are saying. It is about developing a wonderful, healthy relationship with that energy, not only for sex sakes later in our life, but also for our creative energy, because it's synonymous with creative energy. So for many women, it's like it's just an energy that it has gotten either suppressed or, you know, a woman might be afraid of it or doesn't know how to express herself there. So in the work, what particularly now women can learn is that they can tap back into that wonderful feminine energy that is their birthright.
Elsbeth, can I have you talk just a little bit louder, please?
Yes, of course.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, is that better? Great. So that women can tap into their wonderful feminine energy that is their birthright. And often when women come to work with us out of the work, they actually become more creative in their life, not only that they might become more connected in their intimate life with themselves and with their partner, if they have a partner, because not everybody who comes to us actually has necessarily a partner. Some people want to learn so that they can create a partner in their life. So,
if people, here, let's ask it a better way. I'm going to change my mind. When people talk about sexual energy, a lot of times they're basically just talking about the act of intercourse. They're really not talking about true sexual energy as far as everything being connected with it. Is that about right?
Well, intercourse is true sexual energy.
Right, but there's a lot that goes with it.
Yeah, some of the distinctions that we talk about and give people get experiences of through doing these practices are really the intelligence that energy is, which is the creativity and the pleasure principle, which are part of that energy. So what people start to become aware of is how they can draw on that energy, in addition to having more fun in the bedroom and all of that, but to really learn to draw on that energy as a fundamental energetic listening in terms of how can pleasure and creativity show up more in my life, given that this energy is always present, even in a very subtle stage or state in our life experience. We just aren't present to it. So the practices and exercises that we teach people, they begin to get a listening or an experience of this.
Can both of you speak up just a little bit louder? Because
sure.
I think you guys are on separate phones, right? Okay.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. So can you just repeat the last statement that you made, because it was like real hard to hear.
To repeat?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that there's an intelligence that we can learn to draw on in sexual energy with focus and consciousness. And that energy is really, in our experience, in this physical form, creativity and pleasure. When you think, really, the pinnacle of creativity is creating new life, which is that sexual process, and pleasure and joy, which is built in to keep us procreating, and you think that that was built into that whole process before we as humans had any idea of how to put that together. There, again, is a tremendous intelligence and wisdom that we can learn to draw on, and that's what happens in the practices that we teach. People begin to get a sense of that and how that energy of creativity and pleasure can be more present in other areas of their life that seem completely unrelated to sexual energy, as you said, or intercourse.
Okay. A lot of men, we'll pick on you men for a little bit, okay?
Okay. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you. I can hear you okay.
Just okay, good.
But when you go to answer again, just, you know, really try to talk up a little bit. Most men... No offense, men, but most men think that the act of having sexual intercourse normally should just be like a whatever it takes to get the woman kind of excited so that they can jump in there and do their thing. And, of course, then they get to do their ejaculation. And they're usually perfectly satisfied. And a lot of time the women are kind of left hanging where they're not either excited enough or they did not get to have the same orgasm at the same time. But with the Tantra, when it comes to men, because I'd like you to explain a little bit more about the pleasure of not having the ejaculation and that high that they could continue to have throughout the course of the day.
Right. Well, I'll speak a little bit on that just because I'm a man. But I know in my experience of this, these practices in learning to sustain or learning to separate ejaculation from orgasm, and even a better word than sustain, to extend the orgasmic experience. What happens there for me, and for many reported, and you can read about this and in a lot of books, and many students of ours experience this, is that there's a newfound creativity and joy in all areas of living. There's a newfound consciousness in expressing oneself and listening and being present. There's more energy directly after making love if you learn this process of sustaining and extending the orgasmic experience of being present with your beloved. So it's like for the man, he learns to, with focus and other breathing methodology that we teach and meditation, to bring the sexual energy up to the heart, which is where the woman starts to feel. And then from there, her genitals open, whereas the man starts to feel in his genitals. It's not that they both don't want the same thing in terms of being met and in love and feeling that love feeling. It's just they start in different places.
Yeah, so we could say that the woman starts feeling in the heart, and for us women it's about opening our heart, and then that opens up our sexual center. And for the men it's just the opposite way, that for men where he starts feeling is in his sexual center. And for many men, this is where the energy stays. And, of course, when this energy really builds up there, you know, it has only two ways to go. One is either out, it's one ejaculation, or to through the tantric practice, a man can learn how to breathe and move up that energy throughout his body, and that allows him then to have multiple orgasms, have whole body orgasms, and become more present to himself, and out of that more present to his woman. And that is where they can beautifully ride the wave together. Otherwise, Nancy, what you mentioned earlier is that he's complete, and for the woman, it's still, you know, our energy is different. It's really slowly that our energy rises, and we are just somewhere out there when the man is already has already completed.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure a lot of people that are listening are going to be going, you mean they're going to be erected the entire day when they're suspending it and extending it, or in that process of extending it and suspending it, do they stay with an erection, or, you know, does it go down and just the feeling stays?
Yeah.
Well, can I just share from my own experience and what happens in the way that we teach this? It's in the breathing, and that's a very essential piece, which is the first thing that stops when we're usually in an orgasmic state or a high state of arousal. But it's in the breathing, and we teach this very specifically. That allows the erect penis to relax. It's through the oxygenation of those blood vessels and muscles in the penis that allow it to move, and with focus, sending the energy down, which sounds like something impossible, and yet there is the possibility and experience of doing this. Again, these practices are thousands of years old, some of them, and I have my own personal experience with it. So, no, you can sustain from ejaculation, learn to move the energy with breath and mind focus, and still have that sense of aliveness that is that sexual energy.
Okay. And, yes, it, you know, beloveds, two beloveds might engage in lovemaking and being with each other for a whole day. That doesn't mean that the man necessarily is erect the whole time. However, he doesn't lose that wonderful energy that he can come back and become erect again. You know, because for many men, once he has ejaculated, it might take quite a while for him to, you know, recuperate, because mm-hmm. it's a tremendous depletion of energy, of his life force energy that goes with the ejaculation. So by sustaining the energy, that energy is available to him throughout his body and throughout the whole day.
So to me, I think it would be pretty important that men really did learn how to do the Tantra method, because that would actually heighten, I would think, the sexuality, you know, throughout the day if, you know, if they don't really do the ejaculation and they just, you know, do their thing up until they get excited and then, you know, start to breathe, however you guys teach it. But throughout the day, I would think it would be a lot more fun for the men, and I know it would be a lot more fun for the women, if most men knew how to use this technique.
Absolutely. And you know what's interesting is that again, creativity, joy, and this is the love energy. So there can be a tremendous amount of intimacy and connectedness experienced through not even having intercourse. And when one learns to contain or focus or be more present to, in a conscious way, the sexual energy that we are, those feelings and experiences are more present, more readily available, more regularly throughout the day for the man. There's much less disconnect from those feelings and the cognitive mind that we live in, which is that, you know, that thinking and the I'm right and you're wrong, and the separation that we often experience in our lives. What we're looking for is more connectivity, which is, you know, where the world is moving towards. And you can see that in terms of how things exist.
Which, again, I think is pretty important, because I think people miss a lot of really the whole experience just because they don't know how to use the technique of Tantra. And, you know, they just do what they've been taught normally, which is, you know, they go and they have sex and they enjoy themselves a little bit, but then when it's done, it's done, you know. And the Tantra method, that doesn't necessarily have to be. It can continue on for a day. Now, can it go longer than a day?
Yeah, actually, you know, it's a man can sustain, or better said, like, you know, a man can make love every day if he chooses to. However, he doesn't need to ejaculate every time, because if he ejaculates every time, he loses a lot of his wonderful energy. And I don't mean just to be aroused, but also his creative everyday energy. And so, you know, Freddie Zintal and many of our students, they might not ejaculate for 2 or 3 weeks, but that doesn't mean that they don't make love. Okay. So there is a different vitality available. You know, we often get couples and individual men who complain or have a concern around, you know, early ejaculation or any kind of other concerns around their potency. And I would say 80% of all men who come to us, it shifts for them fundamentally because they connect with their energy in a whole new way they never have learned. As you said earlier, Nancy, it's not something, you know, adolescent boys learn in high school. So it's really, it's pretty path-breaking, and it shifts relationships, it shifts how we experience pleasure, and particularly for the men, it's so beneficial to his health, to his well-being, to his sexual experience, and also to be more fully there for his woman.
Okay, now we'll switch to the woman side. So, Elsa, since you're the woman, could you explain what the woman goes through using the Tantra method and why it's so good for her?
Yes. So our energy is very different than male energy. Male energy rises quickly and then drops quickly. Feminine energy rises slowly and then plateaus. So once a woman's energy really flows and is open, she can sustain easily. It's not something a woman has to learn once she's open, once the energy flows openly. She can have multiple orgasms. However, for us women, for most women, it's about actually reawakening the energy, because we cannot experience multiple orgasms, or many women cannot, because it's like our faucet is closed. So what I mean by that is like our sexual energy, our sexual center, by the way, there's a beautiful name in Sanskrit, or like in the tantric language, which means sacred space. It's called yoni. Yoni is sacred space, and it really pertains to the whole, you know, sexual center, sacred space. Anyway, that often got, you know, that faucet of that wonderful energy often got shut off when we were little, either little girls or adolescent girls, because feminine sexual energy is considered, or has been considered for millennia, as something that is not supposed to be expressed, definitely not until we are grown up. However, when we come into this world, all of us are sexual beings, and so if I get reprimanded for touching, you know, my yoni space when I'm a little girl, or for some women who, when they started their period, you know, it was not welcome, or it was considered dirty, or, you know, some girls got sexually abused when they were kids. So there could be various reasons for why that energy is not available to a woman. Also, if we look at our body anatomically, we are built in a way that's more inside. It's receptive. It's, you know, unlike the male genitalia that are outside, so it's a very different, just a very different setup.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we find, and including myself, is for the woman, what this is about to a great extent is that she can reconnect with her wonderful feminine luscious energy. So and then there are particular rituals and healings that, you know, help the woman to connect with herself. And so I would say that is, you know, in contrast to what is there for the men. So it's opening up and letting the energy flow, connecting with myself, and freeing myself in that sense.
Which I think is like really important, because a lot of women do have a very close emotions because of what you've already said, Elsa, is what they've gone through as a child, or, you know, as they're growing up through, you know, being maybe abused or whatever the case may be. And so a lot of women, I think, tend to shut down, even though they know that they have to have, you know, the sexual intercourse. I'm not so sure that a lot of women really do know how to enjoy that. It's something that they think that they're supposed to do. And because of that, they look at it more like a duty rather than in pleasure.
Yeah. You know, this is Zintal now. Just chiming in on this very theme, it's systemic. You know, when you think that something happens energetically for women in terms of the suppression over the millennia by the male patriarchy, that it's not good for a woman to enjoy sex. It's wrong. A woman is a whore if she enjoys it, and she should only do it in marriage, and even then only in the missionary and in the dark, and so on and on and on and on. And forever, guys have been, accolade and given high praisal for more sexual conquests, you know. And yet it's a God-given energy for all of us. But what happens that's interesting is that in that sexual energy, we are most vulnerable, most receptive, most open than just about any other time in our physical experience. But what happens for so many, particularly women, is that they aren't met at the heart. So things begin to get shut down, and there begins to be a disconnect energetically with their sexual selves. What happens with some of the practices and rituals that we teach is a woman is given the opportunity to get in touch and be the observer of some of those unconscious energetic things that sometimes can be the things, as you say, that are layered over from past experiences in their life. And that energy starts to free up, and what women often report is more creativity, more joy in creating what they've set out to create in their life. It seems completely unrelated to sex. But they start to create relationships, they start to create a more fulfilling work, they start to create a deeper listening for the joy and pleasure and the creative possibility in where they live. In whatever area might be suffering in their life, it starts to shift. It's very interesting to see the clients that come through our institute and how they come in with wanting to create something, and within a relatively short time they start to create it through these practices. It's a very interesting thing.
Freddie, could you talk up a little bit louder, please?
Okay. How is that volume?
That's better.
I'm practically screaming over here, you know.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't know if you heard any of what I just said, but it was pretty good.
Do you want to repeat some of it?
Well, I was only saying that it's systemic for many women who feel disconnected from their sexual energetic selves. You know, we see many times relationships. People who've been in relationships come to our institute, they've been married, they love each other dearly, but the sex has dropped off, and often it's because the woman has not been met at her heart. And again, as I said, it's a systemic thing in that something happens early in life, and then it just keeps repeating itself until it becomes a suppressed experience of their sexual selves. It's not that there's anything really there that's keeping them from it other than themselves and those old programs running. So in some of the rituals and practices that we teach in meditations, a woman is able to get past a lot of that to reconnect with her sexual, erotic, God-given right and energy as well to draw on.
Yeah, and I think that's very, very important. Before we go any further, could you guys give out your phone number and website if somebody would like to get a hold of you?
Yes, our phone number is 773-525-5006. That's the phone number of the Tantra Nova Institute. And the listeners can find us at www.tantranova.com, TantraNova.com.
Okay, I'm going to pick on you guys some more, is that okay?
That's great. It's good to be talking with you again, Nancy.
I always like talking with you guys. You're so much fun. If somebody would come for a class, say they're going to come for the very first time, what kind of class would it be, and what could they expect?
Okay.
Okay, so they actually could come to different kinds of classes if they want to start out. So some people start out with coming to a two-hour introductory workshop. If they are, you know, live in the Chicago area or, you know, even in Illinois, and get a taste of what this is all about and also get a first-hand experience. Some people who don't, you know, who live somewhere in some other state, they might decide to come for a retreat. We offer 3-day retreats for individual people as well as also for couples. So that would be for an individual or one-on-one. Or for a couple, Freddie Zental and I, we work together so that we really listen from our feminine and masculine all the time so we can get the couple better and can support the couple better. And then we have also, you know, if people want to just take individual sessions, we have a program that, you know, it's a 4-session series. Again, that is designed for people who live in the Chicago area. And so what people learn when they start out with us is that they connect more with themselves through meditative practices. That's one key practice. Because, you know, perhaps people, your listeners might have heard of that. We think about sex when we do the laundry, and we think about the laundry when we have sex. So what it means is that we are never really present. Our bodies might be together, however, our mind might be in a very different place and be preoccupied with that something is not right or something is wrong or I don't like this or if he only was doing that or why doesn't he react, and all these conversations that go on. So in the meditative practices, we actually learn to quiet our mind so that we can be fully present to the moment, fully present to ourselves, and fully present to our partner. Then we also, in the beginning sessions or the beginner seminar, we teach certain practices for the pelvic floor because there are muscles that are essential for the men to separate ejaculation from orgasm. And for us women, these muscles really assist us in becoming more alive in our sexual center. So we teach practices for that. And then, of course, breathing. Breathing, as Freddie Zental mentioned earlier, is essential in all of it for the man to sustain his energy, to move his energy throughout his body versus leaving the energy just in the sexual center, for the woman to let go, to open up. The breath is so essential. So, and then we also have certain conversations, certain exercises where our students can discover what they might bring from the past into the present that might keep them from having either fulfilled relationship or, you know, cannot experience orgasm, or a man has early ejaculation, or, you know, don't have a partner in their life. Whatever it might be, whatever the concern is, there are exercises where we guide them so that they can uncover whatever runs them. You know, we get wired very early in life mm-hmm. by our experiences as children. And this wiring stays with us unless we get it unwired. And so that's part of the process we take people through so that they can start living and experience full of satisfaction and joy and enjoyment in their life and their relationships.
Do you guys think that in the schools, when they start teaching sexual education, that it would actually be beneficiary for them to teach some of the Tantra learnings to the children?
Yeah, I think the breath practices and meditation are essential. These practices of introspective, you know, looking and listening, are essential in every area of our life, and we really don't teach any of that. I mean, it's all kind of, in the West, sort of globbed in with not spirituality, but religion. one dogma or the other, as opposed to really connecting with that spiritual aspect of our beingness. So, I think that there definitely can be some of the practices would be appropriate for teaching, teenagers and young adults.
And do you guys still have your DVDs that you sell?
Yeah, we do, absolutely. They're available on the Internet at various distributors. You just type in Tantra Nova. You can come to our site, tantranova.com, T-A-N-T-R-A-N-O-V-A, tantranova.com, and we sell them there, also locally at various places.
Now, on those DVDs, because some of the people who are listening, I'm sure, are not in the Chicagoland area, but on those DVDs, because there's different kinds that they can get, is that correct?
Yes.
There's an introductory DVD where Prey Santal and I speak about our work and explain it further, and some of our students share their experience. It's a 20-minute DVD. It's available on our website. Then we have a one-and-a-half-hour DVD that is called Creating Intimacy and Love. It's a synopsis of our one-day beginner seminar, and that's a really great learning. Your listeners can use this as a home study, and that's also available on our website. And then we have an advanced DVD where we demonstrate, Freddie Santal and I, the healing rituals for the men. There's one for the men and one for the woman. And this DVD really makes sense once the listeners have watched the Creating Intimacy and Love seminar, because that builds towards the healing rituals.
The last one that you talked about, though, is very explicit. Is that correct?
It is explicit.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And it makes only sense to people if they have learned the foundation, mm-hmm. if they have a background. Otherwise, because people won't understand what we are doing in that DVD.
So it's important for them to buy the Creating Intimacy and Love if they're going to buy the Discovery of Sexual Spiritual Connection.
Okay. And once they buy them, they can actually practice them at home.
Yes.
And yes, just like they would be sitting in a class, because I've watched them and they're very, very good. They walk through it, basically, so I know how well they're put together, because I have them. So, I would suggest anybody who is not in the Chicagoland area, if they would like to learn about the Tantra Method, this would be a really good way to do it. So give out your phone number and website again, please.
773-525-5006, the Institute's phone number. And the website address is www.tantranova.com, TANTRANOVA.com.
Okay, now, if there's a group of people in the Chicagoland area, do you guys go out and do lectures and show people things as a group?
What we offer regularly, Nancy, is a introduction. It's $40 paid in advance, $50 paid at the door. It's a two-hour program for people who are interested in seeing if this is something that they would be interested in further learning about. So it's a two-hour program. We do some practices. We give them some history. They get a sense of who we are, question and answers, and people really come away from that with an experience, personal experience, of what these practices are and how they can expand on them.
Yeah. And we also speak to groups anywhere starting at 10 and more, to 50, 80 people. So, yes, we also lecture, and that is a possibility we make available.
And it doesn't matter if the person is straight, bisexual, or gay, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, it's all energy. How we express that energy, that is up to us. If I'm in a heterosexual relationship, that is how I express my energy. If I'm in a homosexual relationship, that is how I express my energy. However, the basics of energy are the same.
Okay. Now, Freddie, you also do a performance.
Yes, I do. Thank you for asking, Nancy. Yeah, I do a one-man show called Tantra Nova man, and I'm singing, playing drums, and telling stories, and very briefly taking off my clothes. It's a story, my story, about how Tantra Nova lives and is in my life, so that people can have an entertaining experience of what this is possible, what is possible with this in their life. So it's an interesting evening. Actually, I'm doing the play again upcoming Saturday, next Saturday, September 15th. Starts at 8 o'clock and goes to about 9 or 9:30. And it's here at the Institute. So we highly urge people to get their tickets online or come at the door.
And what's the address of the Institute?
It's 2031 West Warner Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60618.
Okay. Now, Freddie, you have kind of a unique story as you were growing up. A lot of people are not, you know, raised in a family where they are open. So could you please tell the listeners a little bit about your growing up time with the story?
Okay. Well, I think it has a lot to do with how I wound up doing what I'm doing. My father is a psychiatrist, and he was reading and studying Tantra when I was about 15, and I started reading and studying some of the meditations and having a sense and flavor for this at an early age. And I continued some of the practices through college, and as a young adult and adult, I continued to do workshops and read about it and practice it in my relationships. Wound up settling in a career in the corporate world and did that for many years. And after about 12 years, became very disillusioned and disheartened with that being it in my life, sort of going back to my roots of something more and following that creative joy, which had been lost for me in the corporate world. At one time it was. Anyway, I took a job here in Chicago with a company, and I was looking for a partner, and I found my beloved Elsbeth online on Tantra.com, where we're featured Midwest teachers now. And we immediately had a baby. Our baby was Tantra Nova. I guess I came here really to start Tantra Nova. I just didn't know it at the time.
Funny how things work out, huh?
Yeah, isn't it grand?
But even when you were growing up, your dad was very open with everything, wasn't he?
He was very open and a very very left-hand thinker and just a real creative person. He writes books now. He's retired from his psychiatric or medical practice, but he's written several books around the areas of sexual consciousness and how we can use our sexual energetic selves as a doorway to more intimately getting and creating our life in more happiness and creative splendor.
Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth, you have kind of a different story too, because you really weren't from this country.
Right. I grew up in Germany, as probably most of your listeners can detect by my accent. And so I came to this country when I was 29 years old. And around that time, I actually became aware of Tantra. And a woman friend had given me this book. I was somewhat dissatisfied in my love relationships because it was, you know, literally the men came and went. And so it had something to do with that, the sexual energy we talked about earlier, the difference in the male energy and the female energy. And when she gave me this book, it's called The Tao of Sex, which describes that whole process of, you know, separating ejaculation from orgasm for the men, I thought that was really great. And so I introduced it to a couple of my men friends, and, you know, one got interested in it, and he stayed around, and the other one, you can guess, was no longer in my life after that, because I was interested in really developing something where there was greater fulfillment available also in the bedroom. I didn't learn about the tantric practice when I was a kid. However, once I found out about it, I, you know, dedicated myself more and more to it. And then in my 40s, I went into a certification program and got certified. And then I was very lucky to meet Freddie Zintal, and you know, have a partner now to create and fulfill my life's work.
And you're also a doctor.
Yes, I have a doctorate in education. And, yes, I like to develop programs, educational programs, in particular in the field of, you know, intimacy and love and fulfilling relationships.
Which, again, I think even though people are a little bit more open now than they have been in the past, I still don't think they are quite open enough, and I really think that the Tantra method would be really helpful for everybody, you know, almost at every age, basically, all the way up until, you know, the day you're going to say goodbye to this world.
You're absolutely right, Nancy. This is Zintal again chiming in here. You know, until we really get our sexual energetic selves at a deep level, and I'm not saying necessarily Sodom and Gomorrah all over the streets. I'm talking about really a comfortable inner conscious focus and listening and understanding of that love energy. It's going to be very difficult for us as human beings to find the love for each other and ourselves in a broader way in terms of how we treat the earth, feeding the children, no war, moving in that direction. It's going to be imperative for us to really understand more consciously our sexual energetic selves.
Do you guys think that the other countries on the other side of the world are a little bit more advanced with a lot of their techniques, you know, even including their sexual techniques, basically more than we are here?
Yeah, I would say, you know, Northern Europe, if we think of the Swedes, there is definitely a greater freedom. From growing up in Europe myself, I remember pre-puberty time was actually time when there was a great deal of freedom around the body. So you know, running around naked in the house or in the backyard or seeing my parents naked, it was not a big deal. It was just like that is how it was. There was a shift then when I, you know, grew into puberty. There's something shifted there because I think it was then the sexual energy, there was less freedom. But, so, yes, I do think that, you know, the Northern America, and particularly the United States, might still be influenced by the Victorian age and, you know, Puritanism and all of that. So that's a trickling down from older times that impacts, you know, the freedom or the, let's say, the lessened sense of freedom. However, as you said, I think things have opened up more and, you know, that we are welcomed here in Chicago is a sign. People come, people want to learn, and also get that this is an education. It's not a frivolous thing, you know, just, anyway, it's something that enriches their lives, enriches their relationship, and so there is definitely a different listening, a different openness now.
And that's very true. When I started taking your guys' class, I said to some people, "Yeah, I'm going to go do Tantra." And they go, "You are?" And I go, "Yeah, I think it's kind of cool." And they go, "Do you want to practice on us when you're done?" And I said, "Well, first of all, if you're interested in it, you really need to come and do it too, because you know there's a lot to learn, and my practicing on you isn't going to help you any better other than to breathe and to relax." And they all kind of laugh and go, "Yeah, but we've heard it's all sex and all fun." I said, "Well, I don't really think that it's all sex and all fun, but I do believe that through the teachings and through the learning, you can have more sex, better sex, with more fun to it." And so after I got done taking your guys' class, everybody goes, "Nancy, how'd the class go?" I said, "It was a lot of fun." I said, "It wasn't what you guys are thinking or what you ladies are thinking, where, hey, we're just going to go there and I'll run around nude and have all kinds of sexual, you know, entertainment." I said, "It was nothing like that." I said, "It's true, deepening the emotions, getting in touch with your true emotions, knowing who you are and related with your emotions." I said, "People today don't really know how to do that."
You know, Nancy, a great way if someone asks you, "Well, what is it, and could you show me something?" is if you teach them just a simple breathing technique and a hug. So what you do is you hug them really close, and you have them breathe, and you breathe out while they breathe in, into the belly. and then they breathe in while you breathe out. And you repeat that process, and what happens is the belly start to undulate like in and out like a wave, and people get in touch right away with a very intimate connection with another that reminds them of something that might be sexual, and they have to sit with that because there's nothing sexual going on. You're just hugging someone with your clothes on, breathing.
Mm-hmm.
But it becomes so personal, and that's that intimate connection that I'm talking about, that until we get that, we'll never get our true humanity. We won't reach that true humanity until we're really comfortable and able to be with that part of ourselves.
Yeah, I think people have a hard time, like you say, just, you know, hug somebody really tight and breathe. People today have a hard time hugging somebody else, you know, from what I see. I mean, I'm not saying people don't do it, but, like, if you haven't seen somebody for a while, sometimes, you know, you would think there should be a hug of some sort just to reconnect. But a lot of people don't do that.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
and
so,
we do practices actually where people don't have to hug. They can just learn how to breathe. Even, you know, being facing each other without touching, they can connect in the breath in a way that is usually not available in any other way. So people can really work with us in a way that is comfortable for them. For someone, hugging is just great. For another, it's they have, like, they want to keep a distance because that feels right to them. And it's to be honored. Where each of us are, that is to be honored. And this is where we start learning. So anyway, also with respect to what, you know, people expect when they hear tantra, or which is often thought of as like tantric sex, so that it's only sex-oriented, and I think this is what you alluded to earlier when you said, no, you get actually in touch with your emotions and your feelings around your sexual being, around, you know, relationship or whatever is there for you. So anyway, it's not about just sex. It's really about connecting with ourselves more deeply, and out of that, connecting more deeply with another. And whatever might be in the way, of course, that will come up in the process of the work, because that keeps us from fully opening up to ourselves and to our beloved. Or if there is someone who doesn't have a beloved, however would like to have a beloved, you know, whatever's in the way of that person not to have in his or her life what they want.
Again, that's real important. Now, do you guys still teach the certification class?
Oh, yes. Yes. We teach the certification. And the next one starts actually early March. And that's a program that is our most advanced level, where people go either if they want to become a practitioner. It's a two-year program. Some people go three levels, but definitely two levels to get certified. And then a whole number of people go through the program to deepen their relationship with themselves, to fully heal what might be there for them to be healed in themselves, just deepen their experience. And then we have a group of people who come. They might be therapists, psychotherapists, massage therapists, or coaches, life coaches. And they then usually integrate what they learn into their practice. So they don't become tantra educators as we are. However, they use integrate dimensions into their work, and it enhances the work. It, you know, often for therapists, if they haven't dealt with their own sexual being and whatever might be of inhibition or, you know, like, you know, constricted for them there, they cannot be fully with a client or patient with respect to the patient's sexual concerns or closeness or whatever might be there. So the program is really open to a whole variety of people.
Which, again, I think is real important. I think the more people can open themselves up to know who they are, you know, using the Tantra method, and then, you know, get into the rest of it, of using that sexual energy,
yes. to highlight their day or keep their day kind of on a high,
yes.
I think is real important for people.
Yes.
Now, can you guys give out your phone number and your website again, please?
Okay, it's 773-525-5006, and the website again is www.tantranova.com.
And your address, if somebody would like to come and visit you?
Great. It's 2031 West Warner Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60618.
If somebody would like to come, do they make appointments to come, or do they go on the website and sign up? How does that work?
Yes. Calling is wonderful. Going to the website, there's rich, information on what this is all about, so your listeners can read up on it. People can sign up over the website if this is what they wish to do. If they like to have a further conversation to see how what we talked about today applies in their life and what benefit it could be for them personally, we love to hear from them and support them in their quest.
And again, on your website, you do have the DVDs that they can buy in case they're not in the Chicagoland area.
Yes.
And your suggestion is, which ones do they buy first?
They can buy them on the website right then and there, or they can call in and, can pay over the phone, whatever suits them best.
Okay, and then the beginning one that people should get first is, what's the name of that one again?
The first, the 20-minute introductory DVD is called A New Path to Loving. And then the home study DVDs are Creating Intimacy and Love, the 1.5-hour DVD. And the advanced home study is called The Discovery of Sexual Spiritual Connection.
And that one's real explicit.
That is explicit and really builds on the Creating Intimacy and Love DVD.
Yes, so they need to get at least the creating one first.
Yes.
Well, I would say the intro first and then the creative one before they really go to the other one.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And the next classes that you guys are starting, when are they going to be starting?
The next introductory evening is October 8th here at the Institute. I teach a women's weekend, which is the 22nd and the 23rd of September, only women. So it's a wonderful way for women to tap into their own feminine being and their feminine power, and also clear out whatever might hinder them to be fully in their power. In their life, in their relationship with themselves, with their own sexuality. Then we have a Creating Intimacy and Love seminar in October, and the date is on the website. It's the 14th or 13th of October. The 13th of October. And then we have a three-day seminar in November. And then, Nancy, we are going to have a Valentine's weekend retreat in February of 2008 at a resort in Newport Beach, California. So if someone really wants to indulge and have a whole, Valentine's experience, that would be a wonderful time to enjoy and to learn with us.
Now, for the Valentine's one, do they have to have a couple? Do they have to have somebody come with?
It is for couples. However, if they are individuals, they can, pair up with someone. Either they can bring a friend and work with that friend. We do have it gender balanced. And we will, see to find someone to pair that person with another.
Okay, so if they're alone, it's okay as long as you guys know that in advance.
Right, so they will definitely be working with one particular person throughout the retreat.
Okay, now we're almost out of time, so could you please give out your phone number, website, and address again?
Yes, the phone number is 773-525-5006, and our website is www.tantranova.com. And the address here of the Institute is 2031 West Warner Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60618.
And one more time, Freddie, for the one-man show.
The one-man show is going to be this upcoming Saturday, next week, September 15th, starts at 8 p.m. at our Institute at 2031 West Warner Avenue in Chicago, 60618. You can buy tickets online or pay at the door.
It would be worth coming just to see you take off your clothes.
Oh, yeah. So come on down, Nancy. I don't know if you've seen the play, but it's brief, but it's good.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I'm actually going to try to come. I can't come this coming weekend because I got to work, but I am going to come because I miss seeing you guys. I've always, you know, we try to stay in touch with some towns. This doesn't happen, but I'd like to thank both of you for being on the show. It's always, always a pleasure talking with the two of you, and I would like to thank you both very much, and we do have to get back together because I need a little couple more classes to re-update some things that I need to work on.
That's where it lives, in the doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
You guys are very welcome. Take care now, okay?
See you soon.
All right. And I'd like to thank you, all the listeners. I hope you enjoyed the show today. It was quite a lightning, I think, and kind of fun, too. So may God bless all of you. Have a great week, and we will talk to you soon. Take care, and thanks for listening. Bye now.